听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Now, often a successful business is the result of a group of people working together, each bringing different ideas, skills, and talents to the table. Take Twitter, for example. It's one of the world's fastest growing social networks, not because of the work of just one person. There's actually three men behind the success of this micro-blogging site. Now, whenever people talk about starting a new business, you can be sure you'll hear the word entrepreneur. Our example sentence reads, "After building several restaurants and hotels, the young entrepreneur started his own grocery store chain." Next is the adjective veteran, as in the veteran politician lost the election to a younger, less experienced candidate. Okay, let's open our magazines, turn to page 12 for day 2 of the Twitter Trio.
The Twitter Trio. In 2006, eager to pitch his idea, Dorsey approached the podcasting company Odeo, based in San Francisco. There he met Stone, a Silicon Valley entrepreneur who had already published 2 books about social media. Stone, a native of Boston, had also co-founded Zanga.com, a website that hosts blogs and social networking profiles. Within a few weeks of their first meeting, Dorsey and Stone created a prototype of Twitter. The pair was soon joined by Odeo's co-founder Williams, a veteran Silicon Valley executive and co-inventor of Blogger.com.
Hello friends, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Welcome back for our second day of learning about the Twitter Trio. Yesterday we learned that Twitter is one of the fastest growing social networking systems on the internet. It is something that connects people in the speed of a tweet. But so far we have only learned about one person of this trio. We know that that means there are still 2 more people to learn about. We're going to learn about them today.
So our article today talks about Jack Dorsey, and yesterday we talked about how he began his own company for dispatching taxis and ambulances and courier services on the internet, and he wanted to combine this with being better connected with his friends. So he began thinking of how he could use the internet to begin kind of a similar way of being informed about where people are and what they are doing. So in 2006, he was very eager to pitch his idea. And Chip, what does it mean if you pitch your idea?
Well, often pitching means throwing something, like you would pitch a baseball in a baseball game. But here, it's kind of like that. I suppose he's kind of throwing someone an idea for them to catch and receive and then do something with. So this is another way of saying he is introducing his idea to someone else.
And in introducing his idea, he approached the podcasting company Odeo. You might also say that Odeo. I'm not exactly sure. But he approached this podcasting company, and it's based in San Francisco. And it was there that he met somebody else, somebody named Biz Stone. Now, Biz Stone had been a Silicon Valley entrepreneur who had already published 2 books about social media. So it sounds like Biz Stone already knew a lot about social networking, and he worked out of Silicon Valley. Now, What exactly is Silicon Valley?
And Silicon Valley is the area in Southern California where many computer companies began, where many people have developed software, and where many of these technology people live. So he met Stone, who was a Silicon Valley entrepreneur. And this is a great word. Chip, help us out.
Yeah, well, this word can be pronounced an entrepreneur or can also be pronounced entrepreneur. And so an entrepreneur is a person who begins and organizes and then eventually would lead a business. And it takes some risk, and it takes a little bit of a sense of adventure, I think, to be an entrepreneur, because you're beginning something that could fail or it could succeed.
And if you plan to take on a project like this, something as big as Twitter, you would want to make sure that you found people who had some experience with maybe computer software and the internet in the past. And so it sounds like Dorsey did a very good job in locating Biz Stone, this entrepreneur from Silicon Valley who had already published 2 books on social media. And not only that, Stone, who is from Boston, had also co-founded a website called Zanga. Now, you see that word Zanga sounds like it should be spelled with a Z at the beginning, but it has an X, and that is how it is pronounced, Zanga. And what exactly did this website do?
Well, Zanga.com is a website that hosts blogs and social networking profiles. So Zanga is already within, Biz Stone is already active within the social networking world. So Biz is a great person for Dorsey to pitch his idea to.
So within a few weeks of their first meeting, Dorsey and Stone created a prototype of Twitter. Now, this word prototype means kind of a first form, a first, not the final product, but something that will give people an idea of what it is like. Proto means first. So they began and they designed Twitter, but it wasn't final yet. They just had an initial design of what Twitter might look like.
And so they came up with a prototype for Twitter, and then they found the third person to make their trio complete, and that was Odeo's co-founder, Williams. And Williams also had some good experience previous to Twitter. He was a veteran Silicon Valley executive and the co-inventor of Blogger.com. Now, what is a veteran, Chip?
Well, a veteran is someone with experience. Often we talk about in the military, we might refer to someone who has served in the military as a veteran, and that's close to the meaning here. It's someone who has experience in the military. Here, it's a broader sense of the word. So it's somebody with experience in Silicon Valley.
Well, we're going to find out more about how this team continued to develop Twitter, but first, let's go to the chat room and then we'll take a break.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Chat Room. My name is Linda.
And my name is Ken. Today, we're continuing our chat about Twitter. So, Linda, this is a social networking site, right?
Right. It is called social networking, and the word networking itself means a supportive system of sharing information and services among individuals and groups having a common interest.
So why do they add social here?
Well, the social part of it just extends it somewhat. It used to be when we thought of networking, it was done at a conference where you met people in your field or in your neighborhood where you met your neighbors and shared information about what was available in that area. So when we add social to networking, it refers to a broader basis due to the internet.
So it connects people online.
I guess it usually does. And there are specific sites like Classmates.com that is a social networking site where you can meet or find people you went to school with along with many others out there.
Network 这个字的字根是 net 网子，因此 network 字面上是一个网状的组织或者是一个系统。 Network 当动词用 networking 就是建立人脉或者拉关系。一个 social network 是网络上的社群，也就是一群和你因为某种因素建立起关系的人。那这个因素呢，有可能是共同的学校、地区、兴趣、专业、理念或信仰等等。而 social networking site 就是一个社群网站。
Well, now it's a good time to network as we take a break.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We are right in the middle of our 3-day profile article learning how the successful microblogging site Twitter came to be.We were first introduced to Jack Dorsey. Knowing he needed help to get his idea off the ground, Jack flew to San Francisco to meet up with a man named Biz Stone. These two men later hooked up with Evan Williams, and so now the trio is finally formed. You know, it's not often we see a 7-syllable word, but that's what we have in the key wordenthusiastically. Eager to improve his English, Greg enthusiastically signed up for the 3-day speech camp. Next is the word accessible, as in the governor wants to make higher education more accessible to low-income students. Okay, let's learn more about the Twitter trio. We'll resume the lesson on line 9 of page 13.
The Twitter Trio. The son of a Nebraska farmer, Williams had displayed an interest in business and marketing even as a teen. Sensing Twitter's business potential, he enthusiastically got involved. The excited trio of Dorsey, Stone, and Williams launched a full-scale version of Twitter in the summer of 2006. Fueled by Dorsey's brilliantly simple concept,Stone's communication and marketing skills, and Williams' technology business sense, Twitter soon grew into a multi-use media platform. Dorsey said, "My whole philosophy is making tech more accessible and human. By connecting people so quickly and conveniently, Twitter is doing just that."
Welcome back. So this pair, Jack Dorsey and Biz Stone, found their third member of this Twitter trio named Evan Williams. And our article says that Williams is the son of a Nebraska farmer. So he lives, he's from Nebraska, which is in the center or the central part of the United States and where there's a lot of farming going on. And Williams had displayed interest in business and marketing even as a young teen.
Right. Even when he was from 13 to 19 years old, he had business potential. He expressed that he was interested in marketing. And also, of course, we know that he also founded or co-founded Odeo. So,He had experience in blogging as well. So what did he do? Well, he sensed Twitter's business potential, so he enthusiastically got involved. Now, we know if you're very enthusiastic about something, it means you're very, very excited. So he jumped right in and he got involved. He began to work with them to see how they could develop Twitter.
Now, Williams' story reminds me just a little bit of Dorsey's story, which we learned about yesterday. If you remember, Dorsey also became very interested in this idea of connecting people somehow and being involved in business and marketing when he was just a teenager as well. Now, in the end, we ended up with our Twitter trio, Dorsey, Stone, and Williams. And they launched a full-scale version of Twitter in the summer of 2006. And if you launch something, that means that you start something, you kick it off, you get it going. And this happened in the summer of 2006. Now, right now we are going to go to Liz on Grammar and the Go and learn just a little bit more about this phrase, full scale. We'll see you in a minute.
Hi there, friends. Greetings from Jungle Cafe here at the mall. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about Twitter and the men behind this fast-growing social network. Now, I get invitations from various friends to join them on these different social networks, like Twitter. But before I go check out these other networks on my computer here, let's go over today's grammar tip sentence. The excited trio launched a full-scale version of Twitter in the summer of 2006. Notice the phrase, full scale. It means complete and using all resources. It's an adjective we use to describe how something is in its complete form and using all necessary resources. So in the case of today's sentence, in the summer of 2006, the excited trio was able to launch the complete version of Twitter. It wasn't just a partial one that they were trying out. It was complete, the full-scale version. Now, we usually use this adjective, full-scale, to describe things that involve a system or organization of many parts. For example, the police chief ordered a full-scale investigation to find out how the bank robbery had occurred. Or, there might be full-scale war if the hostile nations can't agree at the peace talks. Now, if you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. Now, it's time for me to go check out these social networks. So I want to thank you again for joining me here today, and I'll see you again soon. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in the Jungle Cafe here at the mall. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So this is pretty amazing, actually. In 2006, Dorsey first pitched his idea, and then before the year ended, still in 2006, the trio launched a full-scale version, so a fully functional version of Twitter. That's pretty fast to launch something as large as Twitter.
It sure is, and like most of the social networking websites that are available online, this is a free site, so anyone can go in and log on and have their own Twitter account. In fact, the three of them, you can follow their tweets or their short updates on Twitter, and we can see that the three of them, they each brought different strengths. That's how they were able to make Twitter work.
Yes, it took all three of them to get this whole big project of Twitter going and to get it working for the public. Your text tells you, fueled by Dorsey's brilliant, simple concept, and fueled means motivated or driven by this concept, this idea. Combine that with Stone's communication and marketing skills, and then put that together with Williams' technology business sense, Twitter soon grew into a multi-use media platform, meaning that many, many people are using it today as a form of media. We know that technology and computers are a form of media or sharing information. And because of these three, today Twitter has turned into a very large media platform.
And Dorsey goes on to say that my whole philosophy is making tech or technology more accessible and human. Now, if you make technology more human, that probably means that you're making it live and act like a human being. But what does it mean to make tech or technology more accessible?
If you make something more accessible, it means you're making it easier to use. More people can get to it, and more people are using it. So he wants more people to be able to use technology, to be able to be on a social networking website, and also, of course, most importantly, to connect with family and friends. And I think Dorsey really has been able to accomplish his dream of connecting with people, because today Twitter is very popular and successful and convenient as well.
So we're going to learn more about Twitter tomorrow, but right now we are going to go to a skit. So come back and join us again as we continue to learn about the Twitter trio.
tell me about the Twitter trio.
Well, Jack Dorsey loves cities and the way that information travels around them. At 14, he had a part-time job designing, dispatching software for taxi companies.
Oh, what a smart young man.
Yes. In 2000, he started his own company, dispatching taxis, ambulances, and couriers via the internet.
Oh, very impressive.
Yeah. Then Dorsey conceived the concept of Twitter.
So who else was involved?
Dorsey approached a podcasting company, and there he met Biz Stone. Biz was an entrepreneur who had written books about social networking. Dorsey and Stone created a prototype of Twitter.
And what about the third person?
Oh, that's Evan Williams. He enthusiastically got involved. He was a veteran Silicon Valley executive.
Oh, I see.
And the co-inventor of Blogger.com.
So that's the Twitter trio.
Yeah, Twitter soon grew into a multimedia platform.
Is Twitter very popular?
Oh, yes. It's making tech more accessible and human. It's connecting people quickly and conveniently.
I can't wait to try it.
Oh, not now. It's my favorite NBA player. Lost again.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 prototype 这个名词。P-R-O-T-O 这个字根有首先的意思。Type 是指款式或样式。所以 prototype 是指原型、模型或者是蓝本。例如 ,the company finished designing the prototype of their new car last month. 公司在上个月完成了这部新车的模型的设计。Prototype 也可以指模范或楷模。例如 ,he is the prototype of a good father. 他是位好爸爸的榜样。继续我们看的是 veteran 这个形容词。我们学过 veteran 当名词的时候是指老手或者经验丰富的人。当形容词就是指老资格的或者是经验丰富的。例如 ,Bob is a veteran campaign fundraiser. Bob 是举办募款活动的老手。或者是 ,Charlie is a veteran baseball pitcher.He can handle all sorts of situations. Charlie 是位经验丰富的投手，各种状况他都可以应付得过来。最后我们看的是 enthusiastically 这个副词，它的形容词是 enthusiastic， 意思是充满热忱的或者是热情的。副词 enthusiastically 是指热情地或者是充满热忱地。例如 ,the new quarterback was enthusiastically welcomed by the team. 整个球队都热情地欢迎这位新的四分卫。或者是 ,the students discussed the new project enthusiastically. 学生们热烈地讨论这个新的提案。And I hope you can learn English enthusiastically too. I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
The Twitter Trio. In 2006, eager to pitch his idea, Dorsey approached the podcasting company Odeo, based in San Francisco. There he met Stone, a Silicon Valley entrepreneur who had already published two books about social media. Stone, a native of Boston, had also co-founded Zanga.com,a website that hosts blogs and social networking profiles. Within a few weeks of their first meeting, Dorsey and Stone created a prototype of Twitter. The pair was soon joined by Odeo's co-founder Williams, a veteran Silicon Valley executive and co-inventor of Blogger.com. The son of a Nebraska farmer, Williams had displayed an interest in business and marketing even as a teen. Sensing Twitter's business potential, he enthusiastically got involved. The excited trio of Dorsey, Stone, and Williams launched a full-scale version of Twitter in the summer of 2006. Fueled by Dorsey's brilliantly simple concept, Stone's communication and marketing skills, and Williams' technology business sense, Twitter soon grew into a multi-use media platform. Dorsey said, "My whole philosophy is making tech more accessible and human. By connecting people so quickly and conveniently, Twitter is doing just that."
Okay, we've spent 2 days looking at the men behind Twitter, one of the world's fastest growing social networks. Now, if you're still not familiar with what Twitter is or how it works, then you'll definitely want to come back tomorrow. We'll touch on those topics and we'll even spend some time looking at why it's called Twitter. Kind of a funny name, right? Friends, this month, our Talk About It format has slightly changed. Notice that we offer some sentence patterns to help you get started on some short conversations in English. We hope you find it helpful. Please come back tomorrow for day 3 of Studio Classroom's profile feature, the Twitter Trio. Hey everyone, have a great day.